Beautiful morning for practice, don't you think? It's really the, for me, when it's cloudy like this and when it's raining, it feels like there's this pull, this inward pull to practice, this inward pull towards the Dharma. Maybe some of you can feel that too, that inward pull that such a beautiful weather, at least for me, can do for a practice. Whether that's if you're beginning your journey in terms of coming here for the second part of this retreat, or if you're continuing your journey. And also for me, there's something about the rain, right? It's so gentle, at least when I was walking in it, walking over here, and persistent. It's that kind of effort, right, that I find so inspired by. Oh, can I be so gentle, so soft, and persistent in my effort? So if it speaks to you, I hope it inspires you in some way today. For about the first 10 days for these morning times, we'll be offering you a sequential unfolding of the practice instructions. And for the three-month yogis, this is a decision point for you. There's one way of just wholeheartedly beginning again, becoming curious about these practice instructions that we're going to be offering you, like as if you're hearing them for the first time. Because for me, Even when I sit up here, there's so much depth and dimensionality to often these hopefully simple and hopefully clear instructions. Like I'll be sharing with you about having an anchor. There's so much there to explore. And what's it like, if you're on the three-month retreat, to renew your curiosity, to really begin again, like, oh, okay, I love having the spirit if I can. I don't know how to practice. Let me see what I can explore here. Let me see if I can come as this beginner learning. And there's going to be others of you on the full three-month retreat where there's a kind of momentum in your practice or that doesn't fit for you, and we want to honor that as well. And then it's just noticing sounds coming and going, hearing, pleasant, unpleasant. Just to notice. So you decide what fits for you as far as that goes. And for those of you just beginning on this second part, again, an invitation to bring this newness, this curiosity to what's it like to practice the Dhamma in these particular ways. And as we begin together, I mentioned this last night, but I want to mention it again, of just the significant transition that all of you are in the midst of. Probably quite different flavors of transition. If you're on the three-month retreat, the transition of all these new faces up here, and the part one teachers, those beloved teachers, now gone. Whole influx of other yogis that are surrounding you. You know, these in some ways different rhythms, and it acknowledges that your system can be so sensitive. And just an encouragement to take care, to have a sense of compassion and kindness towards your hearts if needed. And those of you beginning on part two, maybe you're like me, maybe you're just beginning to wake up, but then you're going to go back to sleep for the rest of the day. The grogginess, or the weight of maybe the travels, or getting everything ready that you needed to be on retreat here. To just acknowledge that, to notice where your system's at, so you can have this this quality of responsiveness. This morning, I'm going to share a little bit about having an anchor for your meditation practice, your stationary meditation practice, and some of the other teachers might come back to this. Often what's encouraged is to utilize the breath. And if the breath is problematic, maybe the feeling of the whole body. Or if neither of those work, the activity of hearing sounds coming and going. And I want to point out, one is not better than the other. We want to find, or encourage you to find, what's effective. And effective doesn't mean your attention is going to be on the anchor for your entire sitting meditation each time. That's a setup, isn't it? Huh? I think there's a word for that, dukkha, if you have too much of an expectation for that. Rather, what I'm becoming curious about is an anchor that at least at times can feel soothing, and that you start to gain the skill of allowing it to soothe the system. So what's the anchor where at times you don't have complete control, but at times you can notice something pleasant within your experience of the anchor, and to gain the skill of savoring that pleasantness, not to grasp at it, but to savor it. And why is this? This is what allows the physiology to settle and for the mind to begin to collect, is when it feels more at ease. There's something that it can rest with. And if it's pleasant or neutral, it makes it a little bit easier. So you might want to become curious about that, like, for example, in the feeling of the breathing. Where's the thread of it that's soothing or pleasant? And beginning to linger with that, with the in-breath, that pause in between, and then the out-breath. And again, you don't get to choose. Like, sometimes it's going to be pleasant, sometimes neutral, sometimes unpleasant. So there has to be a willingness to also be with it as it is. And the language that works for me, this is around the way my mind particularly works, is more this sense of beginning to receive, to open to the anchor, like the feeling of the breathing, a sense of surrendering to it. And then I'm just allowing the attention to linger there. And to be cautious of the mind that's assessing how it's going, dependent upon how long the attention is with the anchor. You know, have you noticed? You don't have a lot of control over that. Yet what I can influence is the quality of mind that I'm bringing to the anchor, right? A sense of ease, relaxation. Yes, diligence. This is what I want to cultivate, is how is the heart relating to the anchor? And then the attention will do what it will do every day. So be it. It's this opportunity to cultivate these qualities that's going to allow for a deeper relationship to the anchor. And then this other quality of the positive reinforcement of whenever the mind gets lost, right, the mind gets lost in thought, to possibly pause there to notice, thinking, remembering, planning, whatever it is. So you're noticing what's going on and then coming back to the anchor, rather than cultivating this like desperation of, like, I got to get back to the anchor. Damn it. Suck at this. That's the way I practice probably for way too long. So I notice what's going on. And then for me, a little bit of a celebration, a rejoicing. Anumodana, this is a sense of, yes, I'm back. So I'm training the heart to be okay with the way it is, and then to notice, like, mindfulness has appeared again, even if it's for a second. Isn't that cool? Like, it just appears again to have that. So it's shaping the heart to have a different relationship than the one that is habitual for me, is I can't do this, or I'm getting it wrong, or boy, I got so many stories around that one. Powerful ones. I haven't found them to be so helpful. So again, to review, and then we'll begin to meditate together here. Anchor, noticing the anchor that's you want to explore. The breath, and the breath you could, there's a variety of places, either at the nostrils, the air coming in and out, or the abdomen rising and falling is a very classical way, or the whole body breathing. Or the whole body, feeling the whole body as an anchor, or sounds coming and going. Allowing it to soothe, to open and receive the anchor. Maybe there's something pleasant to savor there. And yes, I'm back. Okay, so if you haven't already, allowing the attention to come inward. Allowing for a quality of relaxation. Maybe just checking in with certain aspects of the body to allow them to relax. Allowing the shoulders to drop and the hands to relax. Allowing the pelvic floor to settle downward, to rest and open. Allowing the jaw to loosen and the muscles in the face to relax. And the eyes to rest back into their sockets. And when you allow the eyes to rest back into their sockets, there might be another flavor of relaxation that comes into the body. I now invite you to orient to whatever anchor you'll be exploring. And if it's the breath, just the natural breath, really allowing for just the natural breath. Having a curiosity for the feeling of the in-breath from the very beginning to the end. that small gap between, and then the out-breath. If it's pleasant, savor it, allowing it to soothe you. This is the same for any other anchor. Where is the mind right now? Just notice. And then eventually returning to the anchor.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.